Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change just because they want to.
You did that so well, Mr. Figgis. Could I have your autograph?
Certainly, yes.
Beethoven, Mozart, Chopin, Liszt, Brahms, Panties, I'm sorry. Schumann, Schubert, Mendelssohn, and Bach. Names that will live forever. But there is one composer whose name is never included with the greats. Why is it the world never remembered the name of Johann Gambleputty? Dubon, Ausfern, Splendenschlitt, Krass, Krenbon, Friediger, Dangle, Dungle, Bar, Stein, Bon, Neckethresher, Applebanger, Horowitz, Tickelensick, Grandernottisch, Beltitel, Grandlisch, Grundwaldmeier, Spelterwasser, Köstlich, Imbel, Eisenbahnwagen, Guten Abend, Bitte, Eine Nürnberger, Bratwürstel, Gespürt mit Zweimark, Lube, Hunsfurt, Gumberaber, Schonendanke, Kalbsfleisch, Mittelreicher von Hartkopf of Ulm. To do justice to this man, thought by many to be the greatest name in German Baroque music, we present a profile of Johann Gambleputty. Devon, Ausfern, Spendenschlitt, Kastern, Von Friedrichsdang, Dumbledore, Barstein, Von Neckthresh, Applebanger, Horowitz, Tickelensick, Grandernottisch, Beltingle, Grandlisch, Grundwaldmeier, Spelterwasser, Kirschlitz, Imbel, Eisenbahnwagen, Guten Abend, Bitte, Eine Nürnberger, Bratwürstel, Zweimarkt, Zweimarkt, Lübe, Hunsfurt, Gumberaber, Schonendanke, Kalbsfleisch, Mittelreicher, Von Hartkopf of Ulm. We start with an interview with his only surviving relative, Karl Gambleputty. Devon, Ausfern.
Yeah. First met Johann Gambleputty, Devon Ausfern, Spladenstip, Crash, Quinbon, Friediger, Dingle, Dongle, Dangle, Dungle, Burstein, Von Nackatasha, Happerbanger, Horowitz, Tickolden, Sick, Grandinotti, Speltingle, Grandly, Grumblemeyer, Spelterwasser, Kirstly, Imbelheisen, Barton, Bargain, Barton, Bitter, in Ernberg, Bratwurstel, Gespürten, Zwei, Mackley, Hensford, Gruber, Haberschön, Deck, Kalbsfleisch, Mittelraucher von Kaufkopf, Ovel, when he was with his wife, Sarah, Gambleputty.
Yes, if I may cut in on you there, Herr Gambleputty, Devon Ausfern, Spildenschlitt, Krass, Kringelbahn, Borstein, Nachefrascher, Applebanger, Tickelensick, Grandernotti, Speltinkel, Grandlich, Grumbelmaß, Spelterwasser, Kurslick, Himmel, Eisenbahn, Wagen, Guten Abend, Bitte, Ein Nürnberger, Bratwurst, Gespürten, mit Zwiemach, Lube, Hunsfurt, Gumbe, Aber, Schönen, Danke, Kalbfleisch, Mittelwache, von Abkopf, Wurm. And ask you just quickly, particular thing that you remember about Johann Gambleputty. Devon House, really good. Dingle, dangle, dangle, dangle. Bull stone from Nackathrasher. Langer, Tickel, Linzig, Grande, Nottispel, Tinkel, Grande, Gumbelmeier, Spelte, Wasserkotte, Kimball, Eisenbahn, Tagen, Guten Abend, bitte ein, Nürnberger, Bart, Förstel, gesperrt, mit Zwie, Makel, Oberhans, Futtgumbel, aber schönen Dank, Kalb, Fleischmittel, Rache, Wand, Halb, Kalb, auf Old.
A tribute to Johann Gambleputty, to von Alfred.
Who slipped crass cremble, fra dickadingle, dangle, dongle?
Dungle burst down von Nackerthrasher.
Oh, beg a hot of it's to cool and sick.
Grand a knotty spell tinkle.
Grandly, grubblebiger, bottle bottle.
Gurdling in blizen.
Bornwagen, guten Abend.
Herdberger, bratwurstel.
Gespurten.
Mit zwei McGlubber Hunsfoot.
Kumbarischon, danke.
Kartlatsch.
Bitter Rauch.
Of Ulm.
We're not about to allow this sort of smut to be shown on screen.
I must agree with his answer. Smut and filth have no place on the street. Screen. On the street. No. Smut and filth should...
All clear?
All clear, boss.
Right. This is the plan, then. At 10:45, you, Reg, collect me and Ken in the van and take us round to the British Jewellery Centre in the High Street. We arrive outside the British Jewellery Centre at 10:50 AM. I shall then get out of the car. You, Reg, take it and park it back here in Denver Street, right? At 10:51, I shall enter the British Jewellery Centre, where you, Vic, disguised as a customer, will meet me and hand me £5.18 and threepence. At 10:52, I shall approach the counter and purchase a watch costing £5.18 and threepence. I shall then give the watch to you, Vic. You will go straight to Norton's garage here in East Street. You lads come and pick me back up here at 10:56, and we rendezvous in the back room of the Cow Signal at 11:15. All right, any questions?
Well, it don't seem to be doing anything illegal.
What do you mean?
Well, we're paying for the watch.
Yeah?
Well, why are we paying for the watch?
They wouldn't give it to us if we didn't pay for it, would they?
Why don't like this outfit?
Why not?
Well, we never break the bloody law.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, look at that bank job last week.
What was wrong with that?
Oh, well, having to go in there with mask on and ask for £15 out of my deposit account. That's what was wrong.
What are you trying to say, Larry? Well,
couldn't we just steal the watch, boss?
Oh, you dumb cluck! We spend weeks organising this job. Reg rented a room across the road and filmed people going in and out every day. Vic spent 3 weeks looking at watch catalogues till he knew the price of each one backwards. And now I'm not going to risk the whole raid just for the sake of breaking the law.
Couldn't we park on a double yellow line?
No.
Or could we get a dog to follow the...
No.
Yeah, boss.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
I just thought I left the car on a meter and it's...
Overdue?
Yes, boss.
How much?
I don't know, boss. Maybe two... Maybe 5 minutes.
5 minutes overdue? You fool! You fool! All right, look, no time to lose. Ken, shave all your hair off, get your passport, and meet me at this address in Rio de Janeiro. Ken, you start with plastic surgery, meet me there. Reg, go to Canada, work your way south to Nicaragua by July. Larry, you stay here as frontman. Give us 15 minutes, then blow the building up. All right, make it fast!
Hey, boss, I can't blow the building up.
Why not?
It's illegal.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, we better give ourselves up then.
We can't, boss.
Why not?
We haven't done anything illegal.
Excuse me.
Oh, no, I think being illegal makes it more exciting.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you're going to go straight, you might as well be
A vicar or something.
I agree. If there were fewer robbers, there wouldn't be so many of them, numerically speaking.
I think sexual ecstasy is overrated.
Well, it would be interesting, because I'm no mead and dally of tin.
After a few more of these remarks, I shall be appearing in a sketch. So stay tuned.
It's the uniform that puts them off. That and my bad breath.
We like dressing up, yes.
Hello again. I am at present still on film, but in a few seconds, I should be appearing in the studio. Thank you.
Hello.
Mr. Milton, you are sole proprietor and owner of the Whizzo Chocolate Company.
I am.
Superintendent Parrott and I are from the hygiene squad. We want to have a word with you about your box of chocolates entitled the Whizzo Quality Assortment.
Ah, yes.
If I may begin at the beginning. First, there is the cherry fondue.
Oh.
This is extremely nasty, but we can't prosecute you for that.
Agreed.
Next, we have number four. Crunchy frog.
Ah, yes.
Am I right in thinking there's a real frog in here?
Yes, a little one.
What sort of frog?
A dead frog.
Is it cooked?
No.
What, a raw frog?
We use only the finest baby frogs, dew-picked and flown from Iraq, cleansed in the finest quality spring water, lightly killed, and then sealed in a succulent Swiss quintuple smooth treble cream milk chocolate envelope and lovingly frosted with glucose.
This is maybe it's still a frog. Oh, what else? Well, don't you even take the bones out?
If we took the bones out, it wouldn't be crunchy, would it?
Superintendent Parrott ate one of those.
Excuse me a moment. It says crunchy frog quite clearly.
Well, the superintendent thought it was an almond whirl. People won't expect there to be a frog in there. They're bound to think it's some form of mock frog.
Mock frog? We use no artificial preservatives or additives of any kind.
Nevertheless, I must warn you that in future you should delete the words crunchy frog and replace them with the legend crunchy, raw, unboned, real, dead frog, if you want to avoid prosecution.
What about ourselves?
I'm not interested in yourselves. I have to protect the general public. Now, how about this one? It was number five, wasn't it? Number five, Ram's Bladder Cup. What kind of confection is this?
We use choicest juicy chunks of fresh Cornish ram's bladder, emptied, steamed, flavoured with sesame seeds, whipped into a fondue and garnished with lark's vomit.
Lark's vomit?
Correct.
Well, it don't say nothing about that here.
Oh, yes, it does. On the bottom of the box, after monosodium glutamate.
Well, I hardly think this is good enough. I think it would be more appropriate if the box bore a large red label warning lark's vomit.
Oh, sales would plummet.
Well, why don't you move into more conventional areas of confectionery, like praline or lime cream, a very popular flavour, I'm led to understand. I mean, look at this one. Cockroach cluster. Anthrax ripple. What's this one? Spring surprise.
Oh, that's our speciality. Covered in darkest creamy chocolate, when you pop it in your mouth, steel bolts spring out and plunge straight through both cheeks.
Well, where's the pleasure in that? If people place a nice chockey in their mouths, they don't want their cheeks pierced. In any case, this is an inadequate description of the sweetmeat. I should have to ask you to accompany me to the station.
It's a fair cop.
Stop talking to the camera.
I'm sorry.
If only the general public would take more care when buying its sweeties, it would reduce the number of man-hours lost to the nation, and they would spend less time having their stomachs pumped and sitting around in public lavatories.
The BBC would like to apologise for the extremely poor quality of the next announcement, only he's not at all well.
We present the dull life of a city stockbroker.
Thank you.
right up the theater sketch, so don't move.
Me, heap one, see play. Me, one play, start, heap soon.
Yes, well, I think it begins in a minute.
Me, heap big fan, Cicely Courtnage.
Yes, she is very good.
She fine actress. She make interpretation heap subtle. She heap good diction and timing. She make part really live for Indian brave.
Yes, yes, she's marvelous.
My father, chief running stag. Leader of mighty Redfoot tribe. Him, heap keen on Michael Denison and Dulcie Gray.
Harry, do you go to the theater a lot?
When moon high over prairie, when wolf howl over mountain, when mighty wind roar through yellow valley, we go leatherhead rep. Footing, upper circle, whole tribe get in, 3 and 6 each.
That's very good.
Stage manager, Stan Wilson, heap good friend, Redfoot tribe. After show, we go powwow. Speak 'em with director Sandy Camp in snug bar of Bell and Compasses. Him, mighty fine director. Him, heap famous.
Yes, I don't know myself.
Him say, Leatherhead rep, like do play with Redfoot tribe.
Well, that's good.
We do dial M for murder. Chief running elk, him kill buffalo with bare hands. Run 1,000 paces when the sun is high. Him play Chief Inspector Hardy. Heap good fine actor.
You do a lot of acting, do you?
Yes. Redfoot tribe live by acting and hunting.
You don't fight anymore?
Yes. Redfoot make war. When Chief Yellow Snake was leader and Mighty Eagle was in land of forefather, we fight Pawnee at Oxbow Crossing. When Pawnee steal our rehearsal copies of Reluctant Debutante, we kill 50 Pawnee. Houses heap full every night. Heap good publicity.
I think it's about to stop now. Thank God for that.
Paleface like eat chocolate?
No, thank you very much.
Mmm. Crunchy frog. Eat good.
Ladies and gentlemen, before the play starts, I would like to apologize to you all, but unfortunately Miss Cicely Courtnage is unable to appear owing to...
Read that, Edgar.
What's that, dear?
There's been another Indian massacre at Dorking Civic Theatre.
About time too, dear.
Those who were left alive at the end got their money back.
That's what live theatre needs, a few more massacres.
The police are anxious to speak to anyone who saw the crime. Ladies with large breasts or just anyone who likes policemen.
Yes, policemen make wonderful friends. So, if you're over 6 feet tall and would like a friend, a pen friend, in the police force, here is the address to write to. Mrs. Ena Frog, 8 Masonic Apron Street, Curtain Beef. Remember, policemen make wonderful friends, so write today and take advantage of our free officer. Thank you. Now, for the next sketch.
Oh, thank you. Ooh, a Scotsman on a horse.
For Mrs. Emma Hamilton of Nelson, a Scotsman on a horse.
Thank you. want to get one of those for myself too, Peachy Face. Never take me alive, Copper.
Oh, all right.
Sit down. Well, boys, I want you to know that I think you're the best six writers in movies today. And I want you to know that I've had an idea for the next movie I'm going to produce, and I want you boys to write it. Sit down. There'll be plenty of time for that later on. Now, here's my idea.
It's great.
You like it, huh?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
What do you like best about it?
Well, you haven't told us what it is yet.
What?
I like what he likes.
What do you like?
Oh, I like what he likes.
I like what he likes.
I'm just crazy about what he likes.
What do you like about it?
I agree with them.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. Now, here's the start of the movie. I see snow. Oh. White snow.
Think of the colors.
And in the snow, I see a tree.
Yes.
Wait, I haven't finished yet.
There are more.
And by this tree, gentlemen, I see a dog.
Hooray!
And gentlemen, this dog goes up to the tree and he piddles on it.
Hallelujah! We got a movie!
He tells it the way it is.
It's where it's at.
This is something else.
It's out of sight.
I like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I promise I like it.
Sir, I don't know how to say this, but I've got to be perfectly frank. I really and truly believe this story of yours is the greatest story in motion picture history.
Get out! Huh? If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a yes man. Get out!
Woo-hoo!
I'll see you never work again! What do you think?
Well, I,
Just because I have an idea, it doesn't mean it's great. It could be lousy.
It could?
Yeah. What do you think?
It's lousy.
Hey, well, you see, he spoke his mind. He said my idea was lousy. Just so happens my idea isn't lousy. So get out, you goddamn tinkle subversive! Get out! You!
Well, I think it's an excellent idea.
Are you a yes man?
No. I mean, there may be things against it.
You think it's lousy, huh?
No. It takes time.
Are you being indecisive?
Yes. Perhaps. Oh.
Gentlemen, I'm going to be in the sash. What the hell are you doing under that table?
We dropped our pencils.
Yeah.
Pencil droppers, eh?
No.
Right. Now, I want your opinion of my idea. You.
Ooh.
Has he had a heart attack?
Oh, yeah.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's people who have heart attacks.
I feel fine now.
Well, what do you think?
You didn't ask me, you asked him.
Oh, you didn't ask me, you asked him.
Him.
No, him. I've changed my mind. I'm asking you, the one in the middle.
The one in the middle?
Yes, the one in the middle. Hello? Yes, Demetrius. No, sure, that's fine. Okay, just sack it off. What the hell are you doing?
Thinking.
Get back in those seats immediately.
Yeah, sure.
Right. You, the one in the middle, what do you think? Come on!
A sponge!
Did he say splunge?
Yeah. Yep.
What does splunge mean?
It means it's a great idea, but possibly not. I'm not being indecisive.
Good! Right. What do you think?
Sp-
Sponge.
Okay.
Yeah, Sponge for me too, yeah.
So all three of you think Sponge?
Yeah.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. No, wait! A new angle. In the snow, instead of the tree, I see Rock Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of the dog, I see Doris Day.
Oh, yes.
And, gentlemen, Doris Day goes up to Rock Hudson, and she kisses on him.
Oh, yeah.
It's a love story. Intercourse Italian style. David Hemmings is a hippie Gestapo officer. Frontal nudity, a family picture, a comedy. And then, when Doris Day's kissed Rock Hudson, she says something funny. Like! Doris Day, the comedian, not a newsreader! Get out! She says something funny, like...
Sponge.
That's the stupidest idea I ever heard! Get out! Doris Dog kisses Rock Tree and she says...
I can't take it anymore!
I like that! I can't take it anymore! And then Rock Hudson says, I'm a very rich film producer and I need a lobotomy. And then Doris Dog says, I think you're very handsome and I'm going to take all my clothes off. And then Doris Dog turns into a yak and goes to the bathroom on David Lemming. No, wait! Hello? Hello? Hello, who are you? You're an out-of-work writer? Well, you're fired! Roll the credits! Produced by Irving C. Salzberg Jr. and Irving C. Salzberg Productions Limited and Salzberg Art Films Oil Real Estate Banking and Prostitution, Inc.